Oh, yeah. Thought you all left the building for a moment. And your bodies were left behind. But anyway, I want to read to you from John chapter 1. It's a great passage of Scripture. I'm going to read John chapter 1. I'm just going to read some isolated verses from John chapter 1. And I invite you to listen or follow along as I read. John chapter 1, verse 1 says this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jump down to verse 4. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Jump down to verse 9. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. And jump down to verse 12. Yet to all who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Jump down to verse 14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Down to verse 16. From the fullness of His grace, we have all received one blessing after another. That's the manger. See, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's really the Christmas event, is it not? Yet it's more than that. Because it also talks about that those who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. You heard that. But then there are those who do not believe. Those who do not understand or will not understand what Christ really came to give. You heard Mark and Richard this morning. Are they back yet? Where are they? Hello. Where's Richard? Hello. You heard them. You heard them proclaim their absolute love for God. Did you not? I don't know. I didn't see you, but I had emotions stirring inside of me because that's the kind of God that we serve that just wipes us completely clean. That's the lightness that He gives to repel the darkness that we perceive. Interesting, when my son Nathan was very small, I was holding him in my arms, and he discovered the light switch. You know what a light switch? How many of you know what a light switch is? Okay, just checking. I thought you might not know it this morning, but and he would flick the light switch on when it was dark, and he would go, ah. And then he'd shut it off. I'd shut it off, and he'd go, oh. Then he'd flick it on again. Ah! Then I'd shut it off, and he'd go, oh. You know? Interesting how light, even for a child, just, ah. We love light. Some of us sleep with night lights on, just so we can see. We have a little night light in our hallway, and one night it wasn't turned on, and I got into bed, and I was kind of asleep. I woke up, and as I woke up, I thought, oh, power must have went off. The power must have went off because the light in the hallway's off. So I got up and saw the clocks were running, and I thought, what's going on? And I flicked the switch, and miraculously, there was light. See, we love light. It repels darkness. That's what these candles represent. See, the larger candle is the Christ candle. And it represents that Christ repels the darkness, the sin in our life. And these other two candles demonstrate not only the two candidates who were baptized, but also that they were discipled to this point. They needed somebody to come along and mentor them and shape them and help them in their Christian journey, in their spiritual journey. And you heard testimony of Chaplain Dan this morning. There are many, many people who disciple one person. Many people. You are discipling people. You don't even know it sometimes. So that one candle that is not lit, that candle is for you. Now, maybe that candle is you know, the Lord is stirring in you, tugging at your heart that you need to walk through these waters too. Maybe that's what that candle represents for you. I've never been baptized. I want to do that. I want to go through the waters. I want to proclaim. I want to tell people how I accepted the light of my life. Or maybe that candle is for you. Maybe you've gone through the waters and you've been there and you've walked that journey. Maybe that candle is for you to just come alongside somebody. Mentor them. Help them in their spiritual journey to get to this place where they discover the light that they need in their life. The word is very important to discipleship. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. We call this the word of God. We read the word of God. We dig into the word of God. You heard Richard give testimony of discovering, growing further in his knowledge of God by finding and discovering things in his word, the Bible. We started a tradition last year. We purchased devotional daily planners. And inside these daily planners are verses, but little anecdotes of things that you can read and walk that will help you in your journey, your spiritual journey. These are important. And I invite you to pick one of these up today. They're yours. You can have them. It's a New Year's gift. Because it will start on January 1, 2010. Have it open at your kitchen table or somewhere so that you can, actually they start today, sorry. You can have them open and you can read through the little passages and verses, and they give you little connection points and things that you can pray for, and it really helps you in your spiritual journey. Little verses at the top that you can read. That's something you want to grab today as you go through the door, and I'll be standing there willing to hand those out. See, the light, the word. See, even if I blew out these candles, they're just a symbolism. These candles, if I blew them out, Richard and Mark would continue to shine for Jesus. See, because that's what God is like. Even during those moments when we think he's not there, he continues to just shine in the darkness. No matter what you're going through today, God is shining. God is shining on your life. These candles give us that picture of commitment. They present to us the reality that our walk with God is such a powerful, life-giving tool that others need to see. Let's shine, friends. Let's shine for Jesus. There's a poem that is wonderful. I believe I picked it out of Billy Graham, and it says this: "No deep darkness in the world can overcome the light. A single candle flame will burn against the darkest night. Let all the world of darkness come, resentments, envies, fears. Then light the single flame of love. The darkness disappears." That's what Jesus does. That's what he does. The resentments, the envies, the fears, everything that's bottled in the darkness of our heart, Jesus permeates his life to remove all of that. Don't deprive this candle of being lit. Rejoice in the light that has entered this world and gave us the supreme example. Let your heart burn with the fire of God's love, and let that fire spread. Let's pray. I'm going to ask you actually to stand, if you could. And you know what? I'm going to ask Mark and Richard, make your way right down in the center here. I'm going to do something different here. Richard, just make your way. Come on. Jump over the pews. You're too far forward. Okay, I want you to gather in. You can go back a little bit further, Richard. Go back. Yeah, go. There we go. No, that's good. That's perfect. You guys, come on in. and just lay your hands on Mark and on Richard. Let's move you kind of in the pews. Put your hands, arms on each one, on each. Everybody, just kind of gather around. That's perfect. That's perfect. Right on. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this morning. What a celebrative time. We know that your word became flesh and dwelt among us so that that light would permeate this dark world. Lord, we would pray that you would give to Mark and to Richard the strength that they need from this day forward to remain obedient to you. Lord, I know that the enemy would like nothing better than to just start to put thoughts in their head or, Lord, to mess with them in some way. And we pray that, God, you would protect them, that you would give them the strength they require from this day forward so that they would serve you, so they would continue to love you, and, Lord, you would continue to shine your blessing on them. Lord, bless us as your people as we look forward to this new year. May it be a new year filled with your word and celebration and blessing. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Thank you. Happy New Year. Dan, please come.